Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
Now, around this time of the year, classrooms everywhere transform into tiny theatres with tinsel halos, tea-towel headdresses. Parents, you know all about this right now. And while the school nativity might seem like, you know, a simple childhood rite of passage, well, it seems that the part that you played actually reveals a lot about the person that you grew up to be. So have a think about who it was you played in your school nativity, because this is what your moment in the manger foretold about your future self. If you were Mary, oh, the star of the show, well, you grew up to be the group's unofficial emotional support provider. You're calm under pressure, and everyone just assumes you're responsible, even when you're not. If you were Joseph, well, you mastered the art of standing slightly to the side while looking supportive. As an adult, you give very reasonable life advice, and you radiate dependable energy. Now, I, of course, was an angel. If you were too, or maybe the angel Gabriel, well, you were dramatic then, and you're still dramatic now. You deliver news with flair. You love being the bearer of big reveals, and you don't walk, you glide. The dramatic park. No comment. If you were a shepherd in your school nativity, well, you grew up to be pretty chill. You're low maintenance, probably enjoying cozy things, and are unbothered by group chaos. You played a wise man on the stage. You like nice things. Even now, you've got opinions on coffee, stationery, hotels and gifts, and you probably give excellent birthday presents, and you choose restaurants based on the vibes. The donkey had to be one, and someone had to be it. If that was you, well, you were loyal, hardworking, and always end up carrying everyone else's emotional luggage. And also, you're secretly hilarious. The narrator, if that was you as well, well, you're articulate, organised, and probably the friend who writes long messages in the group chat. And finally, because there was always kids that took on the roles of either a tree, a stable, a background rock. Well, you might claim that you don't need attention, but your friends absolutely appreciate your dry humour and behind-the-scenes competence. And you grew up cool without even trying. So have a think about who it was that you played in the nativity. Was it the making of you as an adult now that you look back and reflect? I would love to hear from you all about it in just a few minutes. You know, today we're teaming up with Vacious, the bold Irish shapewear brand from County Limerick, created by fashion queen Sinead O'Brien, to give one lucky person the chance to win €200 off a voucher to spend on their fabulous online store. And that store you can find at vacious.ie. I was asking you to send in a WhatsApp voice note with memories of your school nativity, the part that you played, and if the part you played said a lot about the person that you grew up to be. And we're off to Blanche for our first voice note.
This Danielle here. My mum was telling me that when I was about 5, I played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the school nativity play, and I had to crawl across the stage crying. Obviously being sad, but my mom actually thought that I was really crying. I don't remember. Maybe I was really crying. But she always said, like, that she actually thought that I really was crying. Maybe I was, I don't know. But yeah, I suppose, like, I do whinge every little thing nowadays. So I live up to the name of crying like a poor old sad Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh,
thanks,
Danielle. Why is there always a bit of trauma that comes with the school nativity? Here's the Marina.
Hi, Leanne. I was the sun once. I know, I brighten up everybody's day.
Oh.
And the one line that I had to say was, go chain the lines down. And then another time I was a street seller. I was selling flowers and I had to sing the song. Who would buy a sweet red rose? Two blooms for a penny. But yeah, I was the sun. Nice and bright. Shun like the sun.
Oh, Marina, I love that. And I'm also very impressed that you still remember the lines. And here's Deborah.
Hi, my name is Deborah. And I just want to tell you, when I was in school, I was actually the back end of a donkey. My friend was standing up in front of me, tall. and I had to bend over with a blanket over the back of me.
No.
And then we had to go through the lines. Well, she actually went through the lines. I didn't. But can I say it helped me as I got older? I'm probably still a bit of a donkey. Yaw, yaw.
I know, Deborah. I mean, incredible. We have to give you that €200 voucher for Vacious, Deborah. Congratulations. I'm sure you're not a donkey.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
98FM.
And plenty going on in the world of entertainment as always. And Shubby Shannon is here to bring us up to speed. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Woohoo! We made it to the weekend. Where are we starting off this morning?
So Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley will return home this weekend because they're going to attend the Dublin premiere of Hamnet this Saturday. Do you like my accent?
Very good, Shannon. Yeah. Excellent. Wow. Really fitting in. I wonder, will they be speaking like that now after the movie as well?
Well, I'm going to try and see if they're going to speak a bit of Shakespearean to me. Ooh. Because I'm going to be attending the red carpet.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So fingers crossed I get to chat to them. They're going to hit the red carpet for the acclaimed Shakespeare drama at the Lighthouse Cinema. The director and screenwriter Chloe Zhu and author Maggie O'Farrell, who's also Irish, is going to be in attendance. Like, this is so fun. The writer and everything, Irish. The cast, Irish. You love to see it.
Love to see it. And it's like a homecoming now for all of them as well. I will make a request though, Shannon, because earlier on in the week on The Lowdown, we were talking about that interview that Paul Mescal did.
Oh, don't even.
If you missed it, basically he was asked whether he preferred Dublin or London. That was pretty much the only context. And Paul Mescal, the Kildare man himself, being from Ireland, said London. Are you going to ask him about that?
Absolutely. Good, because woman. He broke a lot of Irish hearts that day, and we will not be having it. We won't
let it go.
Next up, I am physically unwell, okay? This story has my heart. After a high school teacher called Jacob Myers posted a video shooting his shot with Khloe Kardashian.
Okay.
So a little backstory. Mr. Myers posted his dating resume,
yes,
on Instagram with the caption, "Somewhere out there is a woman who's going to ask how my school day was." Aww. And Miss Khloe Kardashian wrote in the comments, "How was your day?"
What?
I know. So naturally, like us now, everybody lost their minds, including Mr. Myers, who responded in a video.
All right, so since my post kind of blew up and your comment went a little viral, my entire town knows about it. My students keep bugging me about it, and my family group chat's just been nonstop. I figured, why not shoot my shot? This Saturday, I have a staff holiday party, and I would absolutely love if you came as my date. If you can't make that work, then maybe Chris can add me to your holiday party. But in all seriousness, I'm going to be in Southern California during winter break, and I would absolutely love to hear how the rest of your day went.
Too much for me. It's like the start of a rom-com, but what makes it even better is he is so good looking.
He's a handsome man, all right, 100%. Chloe, don't let us down now on this. Yeah. We want to come back on Monday and have an update that she did meet up with him over the weekend, and hopefully sparks will fly.
At the staff party.
At the staff party, I know. Of all the places. But listen, love blossoms in literally the strangest of places. So it could happen.
Literally. And then finally, this film is being turned into a musical. You can try to resist, try to hide from my kids,
but you know that you... Oh, love it. I love it. It's one of my all-time faves.
Coyote Ugly, if you didn't know what that song was from. The musical is in the works. It will be directed and choreographed by Jerry Mitchell, who is behind The Devil Wears Prada, Kinky Boots, Pretty Woman, and will feature music by multi-award-winning songwriter Diane Warren. Diane said, "For over 20 years, I have been saying someone needs to make this musical."
Yes.
And she's so excited. It's finally happening, and she's a part of it. We can expect songs from the film plus brand new songs, and that is hitting the West End stage in 2027.
Okay, I am going to be looking forward to that so, so much. And it's so right that they make one because the movie is all about music anyways.
Yes.
I can't wait. Shubby Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin. Weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98 FM.